my God, it's almost 5:30 and I'm not ready yet. I just need a few more turns of the saran wrap around my breasts and hips, just like I read on the internet about this wife who greeted her husband at the door all naked, except for the saran wrap she had wrapped around her body. And so, wouldn't you know, I had to go to a restaurant supply house just to get a roll big enough to cover my whole body. And God, I can hardly walk in this stuff. It is wrapped so tight around my legs. No matter. I will just shuffle around. And wait till he sees my new makeup. Good thing I already put it on because I'm running out of time. I hope he likes my new red lipstick. It's called Cherries in the Snow. And my new green eyeshadow that makes my hazel eyes look even greener. And the black eyeliner that gives me kind of an Egyptian look with up-tilting eyes, kind of like a kitty cat too. And my new false eyelashes and my hair all in curls and ringlets cascading down my head to my shoulders. I hope he likes it and appreciates all the hard work I went to. Oh my God, he's here already. He must have forgotten his keys again. I swear, that man would just forget his head if it wasn't attached. I will just go let him in. But I can't walk very fast, and I'm wiggling just as fast as I can, and I sure hope this saran wrap doesn't come undone the way my tits are shaking around. Maybe I should left my purple bra on. Coming! Just a minute, honey. And boy, do I have a surprise for you. Oh my God, you're not my husband. Get your foot out of the door. I'm not dressed. Go away. I don't care if you are the pest control people. I wasn't expecting you today, and it's almost time for my husband to come home, and I had such a nice surprise planned for him. Now get your goddamn foot out of the door so I can close it. What are you doing? Get out of here. No, no, don't you dare unzip your pants. I wasn't waiting for you. I don't care what my husband told you. Just come inside the house and I would be waiting with everything you needed. He didn't mean me. Now zip your pants back up and I will pretend this isn't happening. I won't report you. Put your cock away. Stop stroking it. Stop looking at me like that. Stop licking your lips like I'm some kind of a banquet feast. Oh my God, your cock is getting so big and hard. No, don't reach for me. I can't run in this outfit. I can't get away from you. No, get your cock away from my mouth. I won't do it. I won't suck it. My husband is coming home any minute now and you need to be gone. How about this? I will make a deal with you. I will suck your cock and then you have to go. Okay? Okay. And you had better come really quick, too, because we do not have a lot of time. Now give me your cock. Stick it in my mouth. Rub it all over my face. Stroke it hard for me. Rub it on my lips. Do you like this lipstick that I got especially for my husband, and now you're seeing it on me for the first time before even my husband sees it? Do you like my new lipstick? Oh, God. Oh, this is so disgusting. Do you see the marks it makes on your cock as I suck it? Oh, God. Oh, jeez. Do you like feeling my lips on your tip? Licking the rim? Oh, 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 God. Do you like stroking your cock inside my warm, wet mouth? Do you like how it feels going deep inside my mouth? Touching my tonsils. Starting to go down my throat. I haven't even done that for my husband. I don't suck his cock. Tonight was going to be special. I read about giving blowjobs, and I wanted to give my husband one. I wanted to drive him insane with lust for me. That's why I dressed myself up all in this fucking saran wrap to show off my body, and now I can't fucking move. Now shove your cock down my throat and hurry up and come before my husband comes home. Do it. Hold my head and fuck my mouth like the dirty little whore that I am. No, no, don't come on my face. Don't mess my face up. Come inside my mouth. Come down my throat. My makeup. Don't mess it up. My makeup. Oh, crap. You just came over my pretty face, and now my face is a mess for my husband. You sprayed your dirty, nasty cum all over my face, and now he will see it because I don't have time to get all cleaned up. And he'll know that some man just came all over my face. And I was doing something that I don't even do for my fucking husband. I hate you. I hate my husband. I hate all men. I'm going to become a lesbian so I don't have to put up with men anymore and their big, fat, dirty cocks always wanting to give it to a woman. What are you doing? You promised that you would go if I would just suck you off. What do you mean you didn't promise anything? That I just assumed that you agreed? Take your hands off my saran wrap. Stop what you're doing. Stop unwinding me. Oh God, my tits are free now. And my ass. You have unwound all the saran wrap from my body, and now I'm totally naked and vulnerable before you. And stop stroking your cock. I'm not going to let you fuck me. What do you mean I have no choice? What do you mean my husband promised you that I would cooperate and give you whatever you needed to get rid of the bugs and mice in the house? He surely didn't mean me. He didn't mean he would give you me. that he meant that you could fuck me. Now stop it. Stop stroking your cock. Get away from me. Let me go. Don't rub your cock on my tits. Don't poke your cock into my nipples. Don't rub your cock on my nice clean body. I'm clean for my husband, not for you. Don't rub your cock against my pussy lips. Don't stick your cock inside me. It won't go in. It's too big. It's too fat. Too thick. Why don't you just stroke it as you rub my clit with it? Yeah, that would be okay. You rub my clit and make me come, and then you can come on my mound, or my stomach, or my tits. But you can't fuck me. You can't come inside me. It's my fertile time, and my husband and I are trying to have a baby. That's why I got all dressed up like this, to excite him, to arouse him. Not for you. Not so you could fuck me. Now get your cock away from me. Ow, it's going in. I just told you it's too big. Oh, you're going inside me? Oh, I can't take it all. My mouth. Get your hands away from my mouth. My mouth. Get your hands away. Sorry, I bit you, but I just heard my husband's car pull into the driveway. Hurry up. Hurry up. He can't find me like this, lying on the floor in front of the door with my legs all spread wide and a stranger's cock pumping inside my pussy and my face all a mess with your cum and my tits all wet and messy with tracks of cum and pre-cum and my lipstick is gone. I don't have time to put on new lipstick. Oh, hurry the fuck up. Hurry up and come already, for fuck's sake. Oh, he just got out of the car. I can hear him walking up the sidewalk. He's at the door. Hurry, hurry. Come already. Oh, my God, you're making me come, too. No. Oh. Oh. No. Oh, jeez. Oh. I don't want to come on your cock. Oh, God, please, no. Please don't make me come. Oh, God, please. Please don't come inside me. This is my fertile time. Please don't. Please don't come inside me. Oh, oh, oh. Explain.